5:37. Now, the G20 is taking place in Turkey. We've been seeing pictures of that all day. President Obama has been speaking, and he's ruled out sending American ground troops into Syria.
What's been interesting is, in the aftermath of Paris, as I listen to those who suggest something else needs to be done, typically the things they suggest need to be done are things we are already doing. The one exception is that there have been a few who suggested that we should put large numbers of U.S. troops on the ground. And keep in mind that, you know, we have the finest military in the world and we have the finest military minds in the world. And I've been meeting with them intensively for years now, discussing these various options. And it is not just my view, but the view of my closest military and civilian advisors, that that would be a mistake. Not because our military could not march into Mosul or Raqqa or Ramadi and temporarily clear out ISIL, but because we would see a repetition of what we've seen before, which is if you do not have local populations that are committed to inclusive governance and who are pushing back against ideological extremes, that they resurface.
That was President Obama speaking earlier at the G20. Well, let's cross live to Washington and speak to our US correspondent, Simon Marks. Simon, good evening.
Hello, Ian.
How united is the American political and military establishment on this line that President Obama outlined there, that ground troops just aren't an option?
Well, there is nowhere near as much unity as the president suggested in that appearance at the G20 summit in Antalya. I mean, you'll remember that when Barack Obama first ran for office, he was often described as no drama Obama. If people were expecting a more passionate presentation for him in light of the tragedy in Paris, they will have been disappointed today. This was classic professorial Obama, at times expressing great irritation with the press corps, who kept standing up and in ever-increasing emotional terms tried to ask him if the events in Paris don't lead him fundamentally to reconsider his strategy towards Islamic State. He says that he's got the military behind him. He says that he's got his entire national security team behind him. But it's been very evident in the past that there are members of that national security team who have been pressing him for a good long while to take much tougher action. He also, Ian, creates a bit of a straw man there. He says that his critics are only interested in engaging in bellicose, tough talk. He was saying that, by the way, just as François Hollande was saying that France is now at war with Islamic State. And he suggests that his critics only have one answer to the problem, and that is to flood the zone with combat troops that he argues could lead to a permanent American occupation of Syria. But there are many foreign policy analysts here who write papers all the time suggesting all sorts of other possible avenues for the president to wander down, many of which he rejected much earlier in his administration, including reaching out and actually focusing on developing ties with what was then at the time the moderate Syrian opposition, which in large numbers, feeling let down by Barack Obama, started to embrace a more radical message.
So there's no recognition that the policy of containment seems to have failed with these three terror attacks on the Russian plane, Beirut and now France.
Absolutely not. Not only no recognition that it's failed, but indeed an assertion that it is succeeding. Several times in this press conference in Antalya, he said that ISIL now controls less territory in Iraq and Syria than it did before. Now, you might be able to argue that that's the case because the town of Sinjar was recaptured by Peshmerga forces a few days ago as a result of US airstrikes, but it's not necessarily evident that Islamic State has perpetually been repulsed from Sinjar, and certainly not evident that their capabilities of launching attacks on cities like Paris in any way have been degraded. Indeed, even as President Obama was on his feet in Turkey, his own CIA director, John Brennan, was sitting at a conference here in Washington, D.C., saying, yes, they've evidently still got got the opportunity and the potential to carry out attacks like these. There are other attacks possibly in the pipeline, and perhaps some of them could be focused, as ISIL has warned today in a video, on the American homeland.
Well, indeed, particularly on Washington, and one can only imagine the consequences of that.
Yes, and the consequences of that, by the way, politically, first of all, from a human perspective on this city or New York or anywhere else that might be targeted, but also political consequences now for President Obama, because were there to be an attack at any point soon on Washington, New York, Chicago, any other town or city across the United States, I think people would be poring over that appearance that he just made in Antalya at the irritation that he was expressing with the questions that he was being asked, and they would say there's a huge gap between this president and the reality of the threat the United States is facing.
Good job he's not standing for re-election, I guess. Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. It's